The iconic Australian train, the Sunlander, it's making its final journey along the Queensland coast this week, Brisbane to Cairns and return. It's been doing that for more than half a century, weaving its way through the Queensland countryside, weaving being the operative word. It's something of a favourite amongst train buffs, going through the fields and forests, lots of time to enjoy some extraordinary views, beautiful coastal country. It takes 48 hours, this little trip. Andrew West is the host of RN's Religion and Ethics Report, and he has, however, his own religious fascination with trains. He recently rode the Sunlander, one of his last journeys, from Brisbane all the way to Cairns, and this is his report.
Number five.
Hello.
There you go. Cairns all the way.
Number five, yes, it's going all the way to Cairns. Complimentary tea and coffee voucher there for you. Pub and buffet car service way behind us. I'll make an announcement when they're open.
Thank you.
And number six.
Yeah, they should be here.
Yes.
Hello, my name's Bernard. I'm the passenger service supervisor on the Sunlander service.
Now, we're sitting here in the lounge car of the Sunlander, not quite the same as the old Queenslander class. Tell me about that. That had an air of luxury, didn't it?
Slightly different to what we have these days, yes. We had two lounge cars. One had a baby grand piano in it with an entertainer on board. Both lounge cars sold alcohol, so we'd have happy hours, and the guests generally got dressed up for dinner. Today is a bit more casual than that, but it was certainly a lot more elegant, you would say, in those days.
There was a lot of romance about the train that existed then. What sort of person took the train in your early days when you were working in the Queenslander class, when you were among the tinkling of the pianos?
Mostly people who are celebrating a special occasion. Generally, most people travelling Queenslander class were once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see, travel in a bit of luxury and enjoy the service that we offered in those days. A lot of people come for the food value of it.
Indeed, there was a time, I think, when everything that was cooked was sourced from somewhere within about 10 kilometres of the railway line.
We did try to source mostly local produce. Certainly the seafood was loaded on at Townsville and that came in from the reefs. Always barramundi on the menu. We did try kangaroo at certain times. Most of our cheeses came from the Kingaroy district and the wines from the Stanthorpe region.
So really a hotel on wheels and a high class one at that.
Most definitely, yes, very high class in those days. It's a good chance to sit back, relax, read a book and just enjoy the scenery because you're not here to get anywhere in a hurry, obviously. 32 hours is a long time. Most people just enjoy that chance to unwind.
My name's Merv Luscombe. I've been driving trains in QR for 36 years.
So you're a veteran here, Merv. How long at the helm of the Sunlander?
I've been driving the Sunlander since the early 80s, so well over 30 years. Yeah. From here to Townsville, hour out, 80 kilometres an hour is the maximum.
Yeah. But I think a little south of there, it really hits its stride, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's when they hit the flat track down there and their speed goes up to 120.
Right. Brisbane to Cairns, we're talking 2,000 kilometres. This train, it's a single track. It's weathered some pretty tough natural disasters, most recently Cyclone Yasi. The line's been down, I assume, a few times due to acts of God, basically.
Yeah, that's correct. When Yasi went through, there was total devastation around the Cardwell area there. The whole pine plantations were just completely wiped out. It was a couple of weeks the Sunlander service wasn't running, but once we were up and running again, my first trip to Townsville, I was quite shocked at the destruction that was caused to the rainforest and people's homes in that area.
It takes about 32 hours to do this journey. You've been on this trip now for 30-odd years. You could do the journey in 2 hours on a plane. What's the attraction of the train?
I think it's the whole experience, the less hustle and bustle, and they haven't got the major drama of traffic and the fast-moving flow of people now once you hop onto the train. Once you arrive up here, that's part of your experience. But then you've got the rainforest and the reef and train ride up to Corinda.
I'm just wondering if it takes a slightly eccentric personality, though, to want to sit or sleep, because there are sleeping cars, on a train for almost 2 days. when, as we say, in this fast-paced world, you can do it in 2 hours.
Well, I think it's with the Sunlander service, you've got your sleeping carriages, so you can have your own space and sit back and totally relax in private, or you can socialise with people. And I'm sure there's been a lot of people that have made a lot of friends over the years on the Sunlander, and they've sort of remained friends since. And I guess there's been a few marriage proposals on the Sunlander too, actually.
Yeah, you sure about that?
Well, actually, I met my wife on a train ride, but it wasn't the Sunlander.
Well, there's a lot of romance then associated with the Sunlander in more than one way. The Sunlander, it's being retired. There is going to be another train replacing it, a faster train. But will something be lost, a bit of the romance be lost about this historic train?
I think a bit of nostalgia would be lost. It's in one of the 20th best train journeys in the world, the Long Hills train journey, yeah. I'll be sorry to see it go.
Well, what are you going to miss personally?
Personally, I like, once you get out along the track and beautiful scenery, I like to open the window up and let the breeze come through the windows.
New air-conditioned train, that's not possible.
That's not possible in the new one, no.
And what's the essential difference, Merv, between a classic old diesel like this and the new tilt trains?
Power-wise, the new tilt train's about 12,500 horsepower and a lot shorter train, a lot lighter, so it accelerates a lot quicker, decelerates a lot quicker, and you don't get any of the old coupling slap like with this old one. Every carriage is connected by an old coupling that flaps around a bit. With the new tilt train, that doesn't happen. It's a lot easier to drive.
But we miss the old clackety-clack. Merv Luscombe, you've been driving the Sunlander for 30 years. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Driver of the Sunlander, Merv Luscombe, speaking to RN's Andrew West, and bringing that term into your vocabulary on this Summer Monday of coupling slap. Play with that. It's the final journey of the Sunlander, Cairns to Brisbane on Wednesday this week, which is something of a moment.